Yo, what's good, everyone? This your boy Gabe, and I'm back on Gabe's Podcast, Season 2, Episode 3. And today's topics I want to talk about is Aaron Rodgers' possible last season with the Green Bay Packers. And my second topic is Chris Paul next move in NBA free agency. Now, my first topic, Aaron Rodgers. Now, the man is coming off his best season. He put up 4,299 passing yards with 48 touchdowns with only 5 interceptions with 121.5 pass rating. But his stats overall in his career, his 16 years he's been in a Green Bay Packers uniform, 51,245 yards, 412 touchdowns with 89 interceptions with a 103.9 passer rating. Now, the news has been, it's been crazy the last few months. Ever since he lost to Tom Brady in the NFC Championship game, there have been rumors going around saying that he wants out of Green Bay. He's not happy there. If you're an NFL fan, this was either false to you or laughable or BS. But the rumors were true. The man wanted out of Green Bay. He wanted out. He's not happy. And there's a lot of reasons why he's not happy. Despite him putting up MVP numbers, and he had won a few times in the MVP, Aaron Rodgers, you know, coming off his best season, a future Hall of Famer, no question about it. But the man has not won a Super Bowl in 10 years. His last Super Bowl appearance was Super Bowl 45, where he beat Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25, and Aaron Rodgers was MVP of that Super Bowl. He has not won a Super Bowl since. And there was a lot of key reasons of why he has not been to the Super Bowl. And let's start off with his defense. Now, when Rodgers won his Super Bowl, yes, the offense clicked. Rodgers put up almost 300-some yards in Super Bowl 45. Coming out of Cal, round one, pick 24 in the 2005 NFL draft. And he'll be starting his 17th season, all with the Green Bay Packers. But his defense, when, like I said, when Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl, his defense came up, and along with Aaron Rodgers also playing well too. Now, if you look back at the 2010 NFL playoffs, Packers was the number 6 seed, and they ran all the way through to win a Super Bowl against the number 2 seed Pittsburgh Steelers at the time. But Rodgers has not had a good defense since. Now, if you look at the Packers' defense, when they had Clay Matthews, they had Charles Woodson, Tremont Williams, A.J. Hawk, so many guys who played it phenomenal on that Packers' defense that won the Super Bowl as the 6th seed. Now, also look at his playoff record. Rodgers is 11-9 in the NFL, in the playoffs, NFL playoffs. And if you're a Packers fan, this one, it stings. It's going to hurt. Even as me as a big-time NFL fan, I know how I feel to have your star quarterback throughout the whole, whether it's the 16, 17, 20 year with one team. And that's phenomenal to be with one team for so many seasons. But Packers fans, it's coming to an end with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, because the recent news that came is he renegotiated his deal. So meaning this will be his last year possibly with the Green Bay Packers in the 2021 season. Then he'd be a free agent after the 2021 NFL season. But I tell you this, the man is a Hall of Famer, no question about it. Coming off one of his best seasons. He won MVP in 2011 with 45 touchdowns, 6 picks, with 4,643 passing yards, with a 122.5 passer rating. Here's my thing is this. The man is going to play well for the Green Bay Packers this season coming up. Even though he's not happy and he wants out, it's good that Rodgers and the front office of the Green Bay Packers decide to come together and say, okay, you want out, we'll let you go, but we want you to play one more season with us. Go out with a bang. Is he going to win a Super Bowl next season? We don't know, because there's a lot of good teams in the NFC that can give Packers a challenge and possibly beating the Green Bay Packers. But I feel like this. Aaron Rodgers does need a fresh start somewhere. Because, like I said, he has not won a Super Bowl in 10 years. And then, despite him putting up MVP numbers, his first 4,000 passing yards was in 2008 when he became a starter. But he only went under 4,000 yards, from what I'm seeing, 4 times? 4 times. The 2010 season, the 2013 season, where he got hurt and he was out for the rest of the season. Then he got hurt again in 2017. And 2015. That was the last time he did not throw 4,000 yards or more because of injuries. But all I'm gonna say is this: Aaron Rodgers knows he needs a fresh start. The Packers said, "Okay, we'll give you what you want, but just play for us one more season." Where he goes, I don't know, because the NFL offseason could be different. You don't know what other teams may do. 9 to 10, a lot of NFL teams going to need quarterbacks. They're going to need quarterbacks. And, yeah. I feel like Aaron Rodgers needs a fresh start, but is he going to play like an MVP this year? Yeah. Won't surprise me. And won't surprise me if he wins MVP next year. And I'm not saying that he's going to win it. I wouldn't be surprised if he do. I won't be surprised at all. But my thing is this. You look at the receiving corps that Aaron Rodgers had, and he had one of the best receiving corps when he won that Super Bowl. You look at Greg Jennings. You look at Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, Jermichael Finley. I mean, the guy had weapons. I even got love for Davante Adams, who's going to be possibly a top 5 wide receiver. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, with Davante Adams, the way he's balling. But we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. The man going to put up another 4,400 passing yards, possibly another 40-plus touchdown with less picks. If he stays healthy. It all depends on health. I don't care what position you plan at. I don't care what sport it is. Health is the key. And with that health, you stay healthy throughout the whole season, you're going to last in these big-time sports. Not saying that always true, because you could be the healthiest guy on the field, but don't have the skill set to play on the big stage. But all I'm saying is this, Packers fans. You're listening to this. All I'm saying is this. Enjoy the ride with Aaron Rodgers. That's your favorite quarterback. Future Hall of Famer. No question about it. His awareness is beautiful. His accuracy is phenomenal. His pocket awareness is beautiful. His awareness down the field is beautiful. Him scrambling out of pocket, throwing it accurate, is beautiful. There's really nothing bad you can say about Aaron Rodgers that he can't win big games. And like I said before, he's 11-9 in NFL playoffs. But I feel like I said before, Aaron Rodgers want out. He's not happy. But he said, okay, front office of the Green Bay Packers, I'm going to agree to this one-year rework deal, and I'll play. Because I knew that he was not being traded. And I feel like there was a lot of teams interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, look how the way the man is playing. But this is his last year. You know, I hope he plays well. I don't have no hate against the man Aaron Rodgers. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. And I love what he do on the field. I love what he do off the field. He's classy. He a leader. You know, you don't hear him talking crazy stuff in the media and everything. But all I'm going to say is this to the Packers fans. And a lot of fans, and not just Packers fans that love Aaron Rodgers. There's non-Packers fans that love Aaron Rodgers. Dating back when he was a California Bear. Back in 2005, his last year in Cali, before he got drafted by the Green Bay Packers that year in the 2005 NFL draft. But, like I said, he's going to win the NFC North. If anybody don't know that, because there's nobody in that division that's going to challenge the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North. Now, I can't really say that all the way because rivals like the Bears, the Lions, I mean, the Minnesota Vikings, they usually get Green Bay problems. But Packers normally win out in those matchups. But all I'm going to say is this. I love what Aaron Rodgers does. And whatever team he goes to after this season, I think it's going to be with a team with quarterback ready or one quarterback away to contend in with offensive weapons that need that elite quarterback to bring out the best in them. Because there's a lot of NFL teams out here that's just one elite quarterback away of contending, possibly going deep in the playoffs. I mean, you look at the Buccaneers. Well, they had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Jameis Winston was playing with those weapons, but when they brought Brady over, the GOAT, he came over there and look what he did. Look what he did. He came all the way over and he won him a Super Bowl. And I think Aaron Rodgers can be, I wouldn't say he'll be the same way, but wherever team he goes to next season, I think they're going to be weapons ready, an elite quarterback away, a good running back, and I think it's going to be with a good, pretty good defense. I think that's going to be Aaron Rodgers' next move. But like I said, Packers going to win another, 12 or 13 games. If you're a Green Bay Packers fan, you listen to this episode, you know he's going to win at least 12 or 13 games, possibly 14 games since the NFL season is now 17 games schedule. So, he's going to play. He's going to play his ass off. That's no question about it, my fart. And, yeah, I respect the man. I love what he do on and off the field. You know, he's private. You really don't know what he's doing. You know, he out here golfing with Brady and all them. That's good. You know, have some fun, you know. But all I'm going to say is this. He's going to put up MVP numbers next season, so that really no surprise. So, best of luck, Aaron Rodgers, and I hope you win you another Super Bowl. I really do, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to win him another one. When? We don't know. Like, we really don't know. We don't know when he's going to win another Super Bowl, but the man wants to win another Super Bowl, and he knows it won't happen again with the Green Bay Packers. Like I said before, the man has not been to a Super Bowl in 10 years. And that's what makes a player unhappy. I don't care. It's not just a quarterback. It could be a defensive end. It can be a running back, a receiver. If they know that they can't win a Super Bowl with that team, and there are some players that's loyal with the team that draft them, some players go for the money. They don't care for the championships. But I don't care if you're Rodgers, you're Aaron Donald, you're Russell Wilson. Eventually, these guys are going to get unhappy with the franchise that draft them. Because they know, they say, hey, I'm coming in here to win Super Bowl rings. At least Rodgers and Russell Wilson has. They both got one apiece. But NFL, NBA, MLB, it flows the same. If you know you're an elite player, you're going to want out. Like you're most definitely going to want out of that team when you know you've been to a Super Bowl or NBA Finals or the World Series. Whatever big main event it is, if you know you wanted that top star player and you have not seen those three big events in years, you start feeling unhappy despite you putting up those MVP type numbers. And I'm not saying that every player is like this, but majority of elite players are going to want to say, hey, I'm either going to retire the franchise or the owner of the teams wants to keep you on to say, hey, it's business. We're going to go with someone new. It's just part of the business. But you're going to feel unhappy some type of a way. You're going to feel unhappy when you have not reached of winning another championship in so many years. But like I said, best of luck, Aaron Rodgers. MVP, he going to put up MVP numbers and yeah. But also, I think him and Devontae are going to have a pretty good deadly TD to TD combination. And, yeah, I mean, Rodgers going to ball his ass off. He's a top three quarterback, you know, and, yeah. Well, my next topic, Chris Paul. Now, I know the room is going over and around talking about that he's going to opt out. At least that's true. He's going to opt out. Then there's rumors going around saying that the Lakers are interested in him. They're talking about possibly picking him up. And all these rumors that surrounding Chris Paul. Now, he just coming off a finals, NBA Finals loss. And, you know, I picked the Phoenix Suns in six games to defeat the Milwaukee Bucks, but Milwaukee turned around and beat Phoenix in six. There were games where Chris Paul struggled in them finals, but there also was games where he balled it. Games one, two, five, and game six. But NBA free agency is Monday. So a lot of you NBA fans that don't know when the free agency start, it's Monday. It's Monday, August 1st. There's going to be a lot of team interesting to a lot of players. But Chris Paul is going to be the main guy in the free agency. And I have my own opinion. You have your own opinion. But I think Chris Paul stays with the Phoenix Suns. I think he stays. I think he's signing his extension. He wants 100-something mil. He wants the max. That's what is being told around sources, wherever sources you have. The man wants the max. Now, Chris Paul, been in the league for 16 years. Got drafted out of the NBA draft, NBA 2005 NBA draft. He's been in the league about to be 17 years. And I thought the man was going to win him a ring, but he didn't. There's always next season. But if I'm Phoenix, I'm saying, yes, we'll give you the max, even though you're 36 years old. We'll give you the max. I mean, look what Chris Paul did when he came to the Phoenix Suns. He changed that team. He bought his philosophy, his leadership, his ball skills over there. And everybody gelled into it. And look what happened. There was a number two seed. At least, like I said on my second episode with my cousin, that surprised me. A lot of people say it didn't surprise him. It surprised me. And I know it surprised a lot of other fans, including Phoenix Suns fans. But I think Chris Paul stays, Suns fans. I think he stays. Do I see him? Can I see him picturing another jersey? Yes. Because the man been with five teams. New Orleans, the Clippers, the Rockets, OKC, and now Phoenix. The man wants a championship ring. Do I see Chris Paul back in the finals? That's a tough one. That's a tough one because you got the Lakers, depending on if they stay healthy. You got the Utah Jazz, who the Phoenix Suns beat. You got Denver. You got the Golden State Warriors that's going to be coming back, depending on the health of Klay Thompson. And the West is tough this year. Like, the West, the NBA West is tough. But I think Chris Paul remains with the Phoenix Suns. I think the Phoenix Suns is going to be elite. I think they're going to be contenders next season. I think they keep Chris Paul. James Jones, who's the manager or the president, I think he's one of them for the Phoenix Suns. They're going to throw the money at Chris Paul. He opted out his player option because he wants that extension on the max. Whatever rumors that was going around. I think Chris Paul gets it. I think he gets it with the Phoenix Suns. I think he's resigned there the way Devin Booker is playing. I think his game going to step up. But Chris Paul, I think he remains with the Phoenix Suns. And the man is, you know, the man got great leadership. He know how to move the ball. And you see what the Phoenix Suns did. And congrats to them. Yes, you didn't win the NBA Finals, but you played your ass off in that. And I credit to him. And one of the reasons was Chris Paul, because if Phoenix didn't get Chris Paul, I don't think they would be the 2 seed. I don't even think they would be in the NBA Finals. I think it would have been a whole nother team in there. Possibly Utah, Denver, but credit to the Phoenix Suns for getting Chris Paul. Get him out of OKC, bringing him there. He changed that culture. He changed that culture. The stands was loud, packed in down there in Phoenix. But Suns fans, my prediction is he resigns with the Phoenix Suns. And y'all going to be elite again. Y'all going to be contenders again. Y'all going to have a big challenge ahead of y'all, because you're going to have a healthy Lakers team. Hopefully they get healthy, they stay healthy. Then you got the Golden State Warriors who's ready to come back on the map. But that's my predictions. That's my prediction, actually, on a Chris Paul situation, because a lot of people just been like, oh, I think he's going to the Lakers or Lakers. It's just basically the Lakers. But the Lakers had other plans. And I'm going to talk about that topic on a future episode. But I'm going to wrap this up. And like I said, Chris Paul remained with the Phoenix Suns. But I just want to thank everybody who's just been listening to my podcast. I appreciate y'all. And it's not where I want it to be. But it's getting there. It's getting there. But I want to thank y'all for listening, to subscribing to my podcast. I really appreciate y'all. And I got to see what topics I want to talk about next. But I'm going to bring some more guests on. And you know, hopefully they come on and we could talk about anything y'all want to talk about. But I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm out.